מצוותה מי שתשקה החמה עד שתך לרגע מנשוק. The Gemara quotes the Braisa to try and prove that kafta zakukla. You have to keep relighting it. The Gemara says, no, you have no proof. We pass in kafta ein zakukla. And the Braisa can be explained in one of two ways. Way number one, the e lo adlik madlik. Right, that this is the time in which if you didn't light yet, you light. Inami l'shiura, that this is the amount of oil that has to be put in so it'll last this amount of time. I think there are two very important questions about the maskana of the Gemara. Number one, how does the maskana relate to the Havamina? Now clearly, we've retracted to a certain extent, right? We've retreated. You don't have to keep relighting it. But the question is to what extent we ideally want it to be lit for that whole time. Now clearly the second lashon is closer, because l'shiura means you have to keep it going, you have to make sure it has enough to last for that whole time. But the question is, how close the maskana is to the Havamina? According to which rishon is the maskana very close to the Havamina?
The Rambam,
right? We'll see in a few moments. The Rambam. The second question is internal within the maskana, how the two answers relate to each other. Meaning, is it a machlokas? Are they complementary? Now this question comes up first in which source? The question of the relationship between the two lishonos? Tosfos, right? Because Tosfos quotes the Riporat. Not a very common Baal Tosfos. The Riporat. If you want good stuff for parties, you remember where you see these, you know, one-timers. I'll give you an example. Oh, we have Shabbos and Brachos. If you look at the end of the seventh parak of Brachos, Tosfos quotes Rav Moshe Albert, often known for his, his English name, Marv. Moshe Albert. Take a look, from German descent. In any case, you know, one of the rare but often quoted Balei Tosfos is the Rimi Orleans. Not New Orleans, from Old Orleans. French. So you can memorize all the places in Shas where Tosfos quotes the Rimi Orleans. You can like play with that at parties and stuff. In any case, Tosfos quotes the Riporat, who says that if you didn't light on time, b'dieved, you're allowed to light afterwards. Why? Because it's a machlokas to the Shonis, and we can go like the other Lashon. Why would you be mekel here? Why? We're Jews, no. Because the Dinder Rabbanan. B'shal Sofrim Halach Achara Mekel, here on the supplementary sheet. On the supplementary sheet, I gave you the Hagos Maimonios. Anyone else what the Hagos Maimonios is? The Hagos of Maimonios. The Hagos Maimonios on the bottom of the Rambam. It was written by the Marami Rutenberg, who played a central role in the 13th century of getting the Rambam mainstreamed into German Jewry. We learned, amongst the German yeshivos. He wrote his Haaretz adding the German comments, the German shittos to the Rambam. So he quotes the Rabbeinu Tam, who went by both Lashonos Lekula, meaning that if you didn't light the right shiur, you lit afterwards, both Lashonos Lekula. The Rambam, though, is the opposite of this, because the Rambam paskins both shittos. The Rambam paskins both. That goes by Maimonios, the Magid Mishnah, both of them point this out. And similarly, the Rambam held that there isn't a machlokas between the Lashonos. They're just two different, correct, complementary explanations.
Tell me, what does the mean?
It can mean different things in different places, right? You think sometimes it's Iba Yisema. It's less than Iba Yisema, you're saying.
Normally means it's both.
It's both, Inam. Inam means if also. If. Okay. Yeah. Maybe that's why the Rambam read it that way, because Inami not Iba Yisema. In any case, the Rambam, I think, went further than just saying both these Lashonos. How did he go further?
He brought the Shia aspect, that it should be.
Well, that's the second Lashon. How did he go further than just passing in the two Lashonos?
Okay, so if it lasts that long, you can turn it, be misal again.
That's a different point. That's a kula. I think he went to Chumrah more, right?
He's limiting you that you can't light
by the
outside.
By the way, what?
He's limiting you that you can't light outside of that time.
You can't light before or afterwards, right? Correct. But I think he says even more. He doesn't just say, don't light before this time, don't light after this time. The Rambam says it's important to light right away. Right? Let's look at the Rambam. Ein madlikin nerot chanukah kodem shetishak hachama elim shkiyata. Lo ma'achim v'lo makdimin. Now when he says lo makdimin, we understand, not before shkiyah. When he says lo ma'achim, what does he mean? Not even 10 minutes after shkiyah. Shkiyah! Right? Should, right away you have to light. Where did he get that from?
Well, if you're going to light for the shiur,
you have to light right away at shkiyah.
If you're going to light for the entire duration of time, then you have to light.
I think he puts together the two lashonos. Not just he paskins both lashonos. Well, I mean, the lashon of the Gemara, I think a lot of people instead of Misha Tichla until this means you have all that time to light.
I would say like the Magen Mishle, it sounds like a B'dievet thing.
I mean, the lashon that it says that it. Okay. I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, okay.
I don't know. I think the Rambam gets it by putting the two lashonos together. Not just two lashonos, but putting it together. Meaning, we want it to be lit from the beginning to the end. That's the shiur, right? Not just that you put enough oil in for that, but that you light it from the beginning so that it'll be for that shiur. Now this is almost like saying Kaf Sazakukla. The only difference is that if it goes out, you don't have to relight it. But we want you to create a situation where, ideally, it'll last the whole time.
According to the Rambam, if you would light later on, would you need to do the shiur too?
Seems nice. Says the Farish, no. By the way, shachach o hizid. What are the situations where you'd be lighting after shkia?
Yeah, I did it intentionally.
Only if you forgot or b'mezid. I mean, lechatchila you light at shkia shachach o hizid. V'lo hidlik im shkia sachama madlik v'holech ad shtechavag min hashuk v'kamu zman zeh k'mo chatishal yata av zman zeh eno madlik. It's not written in Shemin Bener Kadesh Tia Dolekis Valekis Achitikal Regal Minashuk. You put in enough until it gets to the end of that time. Oh. What if you're lying 1 minute before? 1 minute of oil will be enough, right? I think that's the correct diuk, no? It's not that amount of time. Half an hour. It's till that point. Rav Soloveitchik has a very interesting statement here on this Rambam. It's quoted in a Masorah. You guys know what that means? It's quoted in a Masorah? You guys are young. It's all relative. When Rav Soloveitchik died in 1992, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yeah,
1992. In the years right after he died, the OU has a journal called Masorah. Any of you ever heard of it?
Yeah.
They have it, you know, some journal, halacha, whatever. The head of the OU was a Talmud of Soloveitchik, so he started having them publish different Torahs of Rav Soloveitchik in the Masorah. So for like 10, 15 years, they published all kinds of Torahs. So one of the Masorahs has this idea, which is a very big chiddush. If you take a look at the Gemara in Daf Chav Gimel Amud Beis, the Gemara there has a story that the Rashba quotes, if you saw it, about the Amud HaNa'anan and the Amud HaEsh overlapping. It talks about how Rav Yosef's wife used to light candles late, and Rav Yosef told her, no, you have to light earlier. So all the Rishonim understood that that Gemara is talking about Ner Shabbos, in which case it has nothing to do with us. Rav Soloveitchik suggested that the Rambam held it talking about Ner Chanukah, which is very surprising. The one support for Rav Soloveitchik says is that the Gemara there uses the Lashon, ubilvad shelo yaktim, ubilvad shelo yacher. We're going to take a look at Chof Gimel Amid Beis, which is actually the Lashon of the Rambam here, so interesting, you wonder. Okay, maybe yes, maybe no, whatever. That's the Rashita of the Rambam. And the point I'm trying to show you is how the Rambam understands the relationship between the two Lashonos. A, that he paskins both, and B, that he brings them together. This man hadlaka ideally should be in a way that it will be lit for the whole shiura that needs to be in the oil. Not just two different points, but integrated. Any questions on the Rambam? Okay. So let's move on now to the sheet of other Rishon, many other Rishon, who disagree with the Rambam, and you can disagree with the Rambam in one of two directions. By the way, I'll just mention an issue we're not talking about because it's more technical. When the Gemara says, "Mi yeshetishka chama," what does it mean? The Rambam says very clearly it means Shkia. Others say it means Seyed HaKochavim, and that's the basis of the debate, which different minhagim about whether you light a Shkia or you light a Seyed. Now, going to the Ram, not just you can light a Shkia, but you must light a Shkia. I think that's the generally accepted Ashkenazic minhag. Am I wrong? When do you guys light Shkia or Seyed? How many people know what I'm talking about? Who lights a Seyed? I think it also could be that, you know, people say, Shkia Tzeis, Shkia Tzeis. Okay, I'll light it right away. I'll light right away. But according to some, it's the wrong time. Because that's a technical peripheral point, not conceptually oriented. Yes?
It's Tzeis, I think.
It's a machlok.
No, for the minhag of Shazimah.
Maybe that's just all different. Okay, in any case, let's get back to what we're talking about here. The Shita of Before we get to the, I forgot to mention. Before we get to the Rashi, one addendum on the Rambam. The implications of needing to light at Shkia. Basically, the Rambam understands the Zman of Neros Chanukah different than the other Rishonim. And let me use two paradigms to help you understand it. There's Zman Kriya Shema. Zman Kriya Shema is until the third hour. Is it the beginning of the 3 hours? No, meaning it's until the third hour. Again, there's a general concept of Zeriz and Makdim and Lamitzvos, right? But there's no inherent difference between saying Kriya Shema in the second hour or in the third hour. Right? You should get it in on time. Where do we have halacha that has to be the beginning of the time? Anyone knows where the halacha has to be the beginning of the time? Like Bedikat Chametz. Bedikat Chametz has to be at the beginning of the night. Why? Anyone remembers why? B'shosh b'nei adam mitzuyin b'fateyin. When people are just coming home. So the Rambam here seems to hold that Neros Chanukah, the Zman of Neros Chanukah, is like the Zman of Bedikat Chametz. What would the implications of this be? There are a number of questions discussed la'alocha. For example, the Magen Avraham in Siman Tav Resh Ayin Bei Sif Katan Hey, he says it's aser to learn Torah when the Zman for Hadlakas Neros comes. And if you started, you have to stop. Meaning, Bedikat Chametz, reminiscent. There's something about the beginning of the time. The Magen Avraham says that lighting Neros Chanukah comes before davening Maariv. Familiar, right? Again, the beginning of the time is what's important. The beginning of the time is what's important. The Rashba, as we mentioned, he disagrees with the Rambam on both points. On both points. There's some Rishonim who disagree on one point. The beginning of the time, the end of the time. The Rashba disagrees on both points. Which, of course, should cause us to wonder whether there's a connection between those two points. Meaning, there are Rishonim who disagree with one. What are the two points? Can you light before Shkia, or whatever the beginning of the time is? Can you light after Tichlo Regel Min Hashuk? By the way, who was at 8 o'clock breakfast this morning? You heard Regel B'Ivrit?
What was Regel B'Ivrit?
Adje Tichlo Regel Min Hashuk.
That was Regel B'Ivrit.
Yes, it was. Shocking but true.
Because all these really say that nowadays.
Really?
No.
There's probably a few words of Hebrew that you could teach them before.
Esoteric Regel B'Ivrit ever.
What? Most esoteric
Regel B'Ivrit.
I agree with you. I would not have chosen that Regel B'Ivrit. But I am not the one they consult, despite the fact that it may seem that way. So okay, this morning, somebody Hebrews said, how about Tichlo Regel Min Hashuk? That's what we're doing in Jew. In any case, the question you'd want to ask according to the Rashba is whether there's some linkage between the question of having to light, of being able to light before the time or after the time. Okay, so let's see. Let's examine both and see if they're connected. The beginning of the time. The beginning of the time. What's the basis of the Rashba saying that you can light before the beginning of the time? So let's see the Rashba inside. Third source, page 1. Rashba says, Hada aminan mitzvah samisha tishka chamach techa rega manashuk. Mistavra de lavi kuva hi lomar de kodim lachenim ratzel hadlik eno madlik. It's not like kuva saying you can't light beforehand. De havada ilu ratzel hadlik madlik samach lishkiyat hachama de ha'ika pirsume nisa. The Rashba claims there's still pirsume anes when you light right before shkia, because it's right before shkia. Why does the Rambam disagree? Why does the Rambam disagree? So I think you can say that the Rambam holds that it's true that it's clear you're lighting L'Shem Chanukah, but you can't really see the Ner until after Shkia. Meaning, you have to light the Ner at a time when it's Roy already for Pirsum. The Rashba is saying it's not important that you light it when it's Roy Le Pirsum. It's important that you light it in a way that eventually there will be Pearson. Oh, that's exactly where we're going. That's exactly where we're going. The Rashba brings two parallel slash rayos for his shita. I say parallel slash raya because I think the first is a parallel and the second is a raya. Note that the first one he introduces in the middle of the third line with the word uke'inyan shamru. The second one he introduces in the middle of the fifth line with haraya. The first one's not a raya. Because the first one is not from Ner Chanukah. The first one is the Gemara I just mentioned, where the Gemara says that you light Ner Shabbos before Shkia, and it's like what was in the desert when the Amud HaEsh began already before nightfall. He He's just trying to show you the concept of overlap that in Amud Eish is Shayach even before Shkia. So how come we light Ner Shabbos before Shkia according to the Rambam if you're not allowed to light Ner Chanukah before Shkia? I'm talking about Ner Shabbos. Now we'll get to Ner Chanukah in a second. So I think the answer is very simple. That's why the Rashi doesn't even try and bring it as a Raya. It's just a parallel. There's a difference between the nature of the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah and the nature of the mitzvah of Ner Shabbat. Because Ner Chanukah, the mitzvah, says the Rambam, is the moment of Hadlaka. And that has to be done at a moment when Pirsum is Shayach. Ner Shabbos is not about the moment of the Hadlaka. Why do we light Ner Shabbos? So it should be lit in the home during Shabbos. It's the result, not the action. And you see this in the second source on the supplementary sheet, the Rambam in Hilchot Shabbat Perakei Halach Aleph, where he introduces the din of Hadlakat Ner Shabbat. He says, Eina Rishutim Ratzah Madlik V'Matzah Eino Madlik. Velo mitzvah she'enu chayav levdof acharei ad she'yasenu k'yonu ruv v'sarim z'vzidayim l'achila. El chova. V'echad anashim v'echad anashim chayovim liot bivateya ner dolek b'shabbos. How's the Rambam formulated? Not there's a mitzvah to light it. There's a mitzvah that a ner be lit. So therefore we don't care when you're lighting it as long as the bottom line result is that it be lit. By the way, this is a general question about kavod and onik Shabbos. Right? Is it the action or the result? There's a cool sheet in the Achronim. Who wants to hear a cool sheet in the Achronim? Brandwine, you ready? The cool sheet that says that the din is to enhance Shabbos. So it's not the action or nerve of Shabbos, it's the result on Shabbos. And it's said regarding taking a shower or a bath for Shabbos. It's not the action of showering, it's the fact that you feel refreshed on Shabbos. And therefore some Achronim say you should shower as close to Shabbos as possible so that you'll feel the refreshness on Shabbos. I think people are very makbid for this shita, to shower as close to Shabbos as possible. And they're makbid because of the wanting to feel the result of the shower on Shabbos. You with me? I don't know if you're familiar with such a minhag. It's a widespread minhag amongst the Jewish people. It's very similarly connected to the minhag Jewish people have to always be 5 minutes late for Shabbos. Meaning there's one thing always clear. No matter whether Shabbos is 3:30 or 10:30 at night, people are 5 minutes late. Not four, not six, five. People are always 5 minutes late. You with me there, Akiva? It's just the minhag, where it comes from. But now we get to Natan's question. The Rashba then brings a raya, not a parallel. He said, what about lighting Neres Chanukah on Erev Shabbos? Don't you see from lighting Chanukah licht on Erev Shabbos that you can light before Shkia? It's a good proof, no? I don't know if anyone saw the Meiri in parentheses. What does the Meiri say? The Meiri says, at the end of this piece, top of page 2, he says, Hei Chadalo Ef Shoshaniya. But that's an exceptional case. You're not doing the mitzvah in the ideal way.
The Rambam
was explaining to Meiri. That's different. Hei Chadalo Ef Shoshaniya. I think this has major implications. Why does it have major implications? How do you understand the lighting of Ner Chanukah and Erev Shabbos? Meaning, when are you Yotzei the mitzvah? How are you Yotzei the mitzvah when you light Nerot Chanukah and Erev Shabbos? We spoke about this a little bit earlier, if you remember, by the Trumas Hadeshen. The Trumas Hadeshen by Kofsa Zakukla or not on Erev Shabbos. So if you remember, the Trumas Hadeshen said that the Hechsha mitzvah on Erev Shabbos, but the mitzvah itself is only on Shabbos. What do you see from the Trumas Hadeshen? That the mitzvah is in the result. The mitzvah is in the result. The Taz, we saw it then, let's see it again now. Taz, middle of page 2, Mamish in the middle of his piece. First he begins by quoting the Trumas Hadeshen, and then he disagrees with the Trumas Hadeshen. He says you do have to relight, you don't have to relight on Erev Shabbos. Why? Because he says, about the 10th, 12th line, beginning of the line, he says, since you have to light it before, Mikri Ota Sha'a Zman Hatchala Kimo Bechol Misov Shkia Da'achi Tiknu Chachonim Shiyadlik Bisha Shiyesh Lo Hetzel Lahadlik V'zeu Lo Mikri Hechsher Mitzvah Ela mitzvah mamish havi. Kevin de ota shah havi kimo achar shkia zacham. What does he say? I think it's the Ramash. What is he saying? He's saying, general chacham say you have to light at shkia. And when you light, you go to the mitzvah. Here the chacham, for whatever reason, said you have to light before shkia. We know the reason. It's Erev Shabbos, right? Before shkia on Erev Shabbos is like shkia on Shabbos. You're yo to the mitzvah then. Now, why does the Taz have to say this? Because like the Rambam, it's when you light that you're yo to the mitzvah. What would the nafkamina be? Everyone knows that on Erev Shabbos you have to put in, every day you have to put in a shear of a half an hour, right? Achtach l'regel min hashuk. On Erev Shabbos, we have the custom to put in enough for a half an hour into the night. The pre-Megadim says you don't have to do that. A half an hour is enough. Why? If you understand like the Taz, that you go to the mitzvah when you light it, because that's the Shas Hadlak on Erev Shabbos, then you only need a half an hour from then. So this is the first explanation one could give of this shita, that you're allowed a light before the time. What's the explanation? That the ikar isn't the hadlaka, the ikar is the result. It's a wonderful explanation, but I don't think it works for the Rashba. I mean, it can work for other Rishonim, would say this, like the Ran, the Shita Gibbon. Why does it work for the Rashba? Because if you remember, we saw in the Sugya of Kafsa Zakukla, the tshuva of the Rashba, bottom of page 2, on the sheets, where the Rashba was asked, what if you put out the candle by mistake? Do you have to relight it or not? What did the Rashba say? Why don't you have to relight it?
Because
hadlaka is a mitzvah, the kfarit lika. And the Rashba said, what if you do relight it? You don't make a bracha. Because the mitzvah is over. So how can I explain that the Rashba here is saying that you can light before and because we don't care about the hadlaka, we care about the result? What do you mean you don't care about the hadlaka? That's the mitzvah according to the Rashba. Now you might say, who cares? We don't keep track. It's some game. It's a nice little yun, joking. I remember when I first got to Yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, the Rebbe was supposed to teach me, he was sick. So they had a Rebbe there for the month. And he said a whole thing. And I thought his chakiris were a little bit, like, weird. So I would ask him questions, but, you know, it's like food. Some people like asparagus. What are you going to do, right? Some people like it. So I figured the only way I could get him is with his own stuff. So anyway, he said, more and more. One day, I said, wait a second. You explained the Rashba this way. 2 days ago, according to Chakir, you explained the Rashba the other way. He goes, okay, yeah, you say like this, you say like that. That was enough for me. You got to be consistent. If the Rashba says that Hadlaka is the Iker and only mitzvah, and you don't have to relight it, and you don't make a bracha because there's nothing else, how can he say that here in Erev Shabbos, it's okay because you have what's coming later. The Iker is the Hadlaka. I can't just say both. What does that mean, right? That won't work here. If he was being machmir for both, he's being make with the light before. So therefore, I think that the explanation of the Rashba is different. In fact, I think the explanation of the Rashba may be connected to the other sheet of the Rashba, which he holds. That not only is the beginning of the time flexible, but the end of the time is flexible. And this, well, just one second, this flexibility we find also in the Shilta Gibarim, and also in the Torah. Let's just read the Torah for a second, and we can put it on the table. The Torah says, top of page 3, Mitzvah semisov shkia sachama ad chatzi shah min alayla. Sh'az ha'am urban v'sham v'rom v'bat v'ika persume nisa hilchach tzarech litin v'shemen k'zeh ashir v'inat v'yosu yachal chavet l'achar sh'yavar zeh azman v'chein yachal sh'am sh'lor l'achar zeh azman sh'ovar ikar mitzvah u'mikol makom. End of the third line. Adayin zmana kol ha'layla u'delo k'aram b'mzal sh'kazav shachal hizv v'lo hidlagen v'shkia sachav ma'lag ad sh'tachavarim min ashuk. No, you can light all night, just like the Rashba says in his second piece. So now, after questions and comments, we're going to talk about the second sheet of the Rashba. That not only is the beginning of the time flexible, but the end of the time is flexible. Yes?
How come the Rashba say that mitzvah halakha if he has... Then he talks about... If we have this Gemara that clearly says that has halakha about shiur.
What's the question?
How can it only be hadlaka if we also have this concept of the shiur?
At the time of the hadlaka, you have to have enough oil that could last.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. How do we understand the sheet of the Rashba that you're allowed a light after the time? So there are three explanations given. Two given and one I'm going to give. The first is given by the Beis Yosef and the Bach on the tour. They explain this tour based on what we saw earlier, that it's a machlokas lashonos in the Gemara, and therefore you can go lakula, that whole business. The Beis Yosef asks on his own explanation that how come if the Torah is just saying misafik, you're allowed a lot afterwards, why does he say deloki rambam? It's not really deloki rambam, just misafik. I think that kasha kind of proves that that's not what the Torah has in mind. The Gra suggests this pshat in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch quotes, the Rambam Shita, that you have to light on time. But 3 lines in the bottom, he says, "Umiu hani miu lechatchila, avalim over ze azman velo hidlik, madak velo kol alayla." Right, b'di'evit, you can light the whole night. The Gra says, "Kevin di'ika tiritz acher b'gemara." Same way the Beis Yosef explained it, right? Tos v'sham. The Magen Avraham asks, "Wait a second. If it's just misafik, you shouldn't make a bracha when you light it after the time. But from the stam of the Shulchan Aruch, it's mashma that you do make a bracha when you light it after the time." And the truth is, the Rashba also isn't mashma that he's saying it because of the suffix of the Lashonos. Because the Rashba seems to be saying it according to this Lashon. According to the Lashon that says that it's talking about this manad loka, but the average you can light afterwards. In fact, if you take a close look at the Rashba, it sounds like the Rashba holds that there are two levels of the halacha. Where does the Rashba hold this? Let's read the words of the Rashba inside. The Rashba says, alright, second piece. V'anami diktani achit l'chavagam l'shuk. Furishnali do l'adik madlik. Lav v'neimer di l'adik v'toch shir zayin o madlik. V'atnan kol shem mitzvaso b'layla kosher kol alayla. Kosher kol alayla. That's talking about Ner Chanukah. Talking about mitzvahs that are all night. This is not a mitzvah that's at night. It's a mitzvah at this particular time. Ela shelo asa mitzvah ketikna. The lekker person menisa kuli hai. Umiyo idlo idlik madlik. Does anyone know where that lashon appears? The low hifsid. Are you doing it after the zman of the mitzvah?
Kriyat Shema.
The Rav Yah, page 4, next source. Rav Yah, one of the German Rishonim, he makes this parallel to Kriyat Shema. He says, when the Gemara says Dilo Madlik Mati Madlik, there's a clash. The Magid Mishnah asks on the Kshita or the Rashba, what do you mean you can light afterwards? The Gemara says that the Nafkamina of this time is Ilo Adlik Madlik. It's Mashma that after this time, Ilo Adlik, Lo Madlik. Says the Rav Yah, the Haide Kamer, the Ilo Adlik Mati Madlik, Pirush Mati Madlik, L'Shem Mitzvah Bizmanov. Baal Yomer Kevin Shavar Azman Mali Lemaher. Adayin yesha od kol alayad lahadik shalo bezmana. Ala ad shtich l'regam neshuk schar ad laka bezmana yavi le. Mikan ve'elach svar mitzvah bi'alma yavi. Get the time parakam of the brachs. Hakori mikan ve'elach et zizman kriyashma. Lo hifsid. Kadim shakori b'torah. Slow down. What's he saying? This is man is important. The ilo adlik, you should make sure to be madlik before that time so you'll be yotzi the mitzvah properly. What it means is the ilo adlik madlik rush to do it before that time. Is it a doichi pshat? Yes. Absolutely, push pshat like the Rambam. But what you see in the Rav Yah, and I think it's a further expansion of the Rashba, even though he lived before, I'm saying logically, different place in Germany, is the concept of different levels of the mitzvah. The ideal key of the mitzvah, key of mitzvah bizmana, versus key of mitzvah achakach. What is this other level? What is this other level? So here we have two explanations. One is, what the Shilti HaGiborim quotes in the name of the Riaz. The Riaz was the grandson of the Tosis Rid from Italy. His name was Yeshaya, like the Tosis Rid's grandfather. If you look at the Shilti HaGiborim on the side of the Rif on Tesamet Aleph, every page has the Shilti HaGiborim, then he quotes, he was also from Italy, then he quotes Lashon Riaz. So the Riaz says there that Ad Shetich L'Regel Meneshuk doesn't mean that afterwards no one's walking around. It means Ad Shetich L'Rov people from the Shuk. But there still are some people walking around afterwards. And for those people, you're like b'di'evit. Now the chiddush of the Riaz is that when we say ad shetich l'regel meneshuk, it doesn't mean that there's nobody left. It means most people aren't left. The Meiri, for example, says b'feirish that ad shetich l'regel meneshuk means completely that after this time, there's nobody left. Top of page 2, the Meiri says v'achar zman zeh kfar kol regel kol adam yishuz harabim. Which is Pashup Pshat, Ad Shetichla, Regel Meneshuk, the Kolbo. Next source on page 4 also says it. There's no more Pesume Nisa after Tichla Regel Meneshuk, Sharei Nichnasu Kol Ha'am Bevatem, because everybody is home. But the Riaz says no. The Riaz says, Ad Shetichla means Rov Bnei Adam, but afterwards there's some people left. And the truth is, this explanation is somewhat mashma from the Rashba. Because if you look at the Rashba, when the Rashba explains, how can you light afterwards, he says, Kol she mitzvasa b'layla kasha kol alayla ela shaloasa mitzvah ketikna deleka pirsume nisa kuli hai. There's not so much pirsume nisa. Smashma, there's some pirsume nisa, right? There's some pirsume nisa after tichla regel meneshuk. Oh, so maybe this is the explanation. How can you light after tichla regel meneshuk? We care about pirsume nisa, but you know, there's still a little bit. The problem is that it's mashma from the Rashba. Then how long into the night can you light? How far into the night can you light?
All night.
Are there people outside at 4 o'clock in the morning? In those times? Ouch. So you should know the Marashal, in his Tshuva Simin Pehe, he says you can light till Chatzos, because there's still some piersim, but the Rashba doesn't say that. I mean, what the Marashal says makes sense according to the Riaz, but the Rashba doesn't say that. So I think another explanation could be, the third explanation, that The mitzvah of piercing you only have in reality till Tichle Rega Manashuk. But there's something else beyond the mitzvah of piercing. In fact, my suggestion is very meduyak in the Torah. Let's read the Torah. The Torah says in the beginning of his piece, the mitzvah is Ad Shetichle Rega Manashuk when Ika piercum en Isa. But after this time, Avar Iker Mitzvasa. Meaning, piercing and Isa you only have in that time. And that's the Iker Mitzvah, but there's something else. What's the something else? What's the something else? What do you have after Tichle Rega Manashuk? What's the something else? Anyone? What? Yourself. Meaning, the Chiddush would be that beyond piercing and Isa is also value in the statement you make to yourself. You people may think I'm talking to myself. So look at the bottom of page 4. I'll bring you a parallel to this. The Mordechai quotes Rabbeinu Yitzchak the Rebbe, who says that people who go to a Goyish town, there's no din pierce emanes by a Goy, there's no Jews in the town, still you light the Neros. Why? He doesn't explain. But if you look at the Orchis Chaim, one of the French we show on the bottom of page 4, he says, Mi sholech lekfar shein bo Yisrael, v'lan sham b'leilei Chanukah, af api shein lo bayis sham, shamanu sharav mishulam haya noeg lahadlik ulevarech lezichon anes. Ideally, you light the candles in a way that you have piercing anes. But what if you can't do piercing anes? So you have zichon anes. You have zichon anes. This seems to be the way the Ritva understood as well. Let's look at the Ritva, bottom of page 3. The Ritva is like the Rav Yehuda trying to explain the lashon of Ilo Adlik Madlik according to this Shita that you're allowed to light after the time. He says, well, the Fipi is there that you're allowed to light until Amud Shachar, Yesh Lafarish, the Achikamer. The Ilo Adlik Madlik Bechutz Arahi Shata. Aval Basar Hachin, Eino Madlik Elodafnim. Dilididhu nami vadai mishum de lo matzim evad akeru l'shutzarabim lo niftim in lasot akeru lo l'vnei beiso to halakaman amrinan de b'shasa sakana madlika al shulchan ovedayo. What does the Ritva say? Ilo adlik madlik, it's kind of like the Rav Yeh. Ilo adlik madlik for the real mitzvah. Ilo adlik madlik outside. But after the time, you light inside for yourself. Oh, that's where I'm going. Hold on one second. That's where I'm going. Hold on one second. That's where I'm going. But before we get there, Rabbi Michael, how do we explain the Rambam? How come the Rambam isn't makabel this? Aye, what about Shas HaSakana? You see from Shas HaSakana there's value lighting for yourself. So the Maharal has a very interesting teretz that he calls Dachuk, but I think it must be shot in the Rambam. Top of page 5. The Maharal in his Pirush on Chanukah, which we all know is called Ner Mitzvah. The Maharal says Shas HaKana is different. There the Chachamim were oker the din of Leros Chanukah, and they made a replacement din of lighting inside. But this is only where they were oker, in a situation where you could have been Mepharsim. You don't have the fallback. Essentially, the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ritva is how central Pearsum, how central lighting the Neros Bachutz is to the Halacha of Chanukah. What I'm suggesting is that the Rambam holds Pearsum is central, and therefore you can't light after the time. And Michael's suggesting maybe that's why you can't light before the time also. Pearsum is Iker, and that's why Shas HaSakana is an exception, and only when they were metaking it. Is there basis in the Rambam for saying that Pearsum, particularly lighting at the doorway, is central to the mitzvah? Yeah, is there base for saying that for the Rambam Pesach Beis was central?
He says it right away.
He mentions it right away. Bottom of page 5. The Rambam Hilchos Chanukah Perek Malacha Gimel says that the Chachamim were metaken because of these events. And right in that basic halacha, after he says the days of Yemei Simcha Hal, he says, U'madlikin ben aneros be'erev al pischei habatim b'chol layla v'layla mishnonas halelos laharos v'lagalos anes. The Rambam puts that in as part of the definition of the mitzvah. Pierce manes. The Tor, Lishitaso, doesn't mention this concept of Al Pesach Beis. So how does he introduce Ner Chanukah Siman Tov Reish Ayin Aleph? Bottom of page 5. V'yan ki ira hanes b'neros teknua lahadlik neros b'chol laila kedei lahazkir hanes. It doesn't even mention the word piercing. The ikar is the mentioning of the nes. Not al Pesach HaBotim, that's part of the Tekon. Ideally, there should be piercing, everyone agrees, right? But it's not the basic part of the mitzvah, that's an added level of the mitzvah. And if so, maybe we can suggest that the two Rashba's shitas are connected. Maybe the Rashba held like this ritva, that ideally we want you to be mefarsim. But b'di'evet, there's mitzvah, even without piercing. What were the three answers we saw for the Rashba? By Sof Zman. Either A, he's being makel like the other Lashon in the Gemara. Doesn't seem to be in the Rashba. B, he holds there is piercing after the time. But that's hard to say in the Rashba because he says you can go till the morning. C, there's a mitzvah without piercing. And that would explain how you can light both before and afterwards. Okay, if you look at your Makorah sheets, just so we know where we're going from here. If you look at the Makorah sheets, so we're up to Gimel and Dalet. The Gimel I want to fill in, I have to put in a little more of the Makoros here and give out new sheets here. The Shir, the second Lashon of the Gemara. And then we'll talk a little bit about Bizman HaZeh. What happens Bizman HaZeh? If we're lighting indoors, well, those who do light indoors, right? How does it change the halacha? What?
I think really the whole concept of humanity is different today. You have different Tichla Regel Min HaShuk.
Uh-oh, that's another question. Does Tichla Regel Min HaShuk change?
Mm-hmm.
Another question that's discussed is, does the half an hour change depending on the oil and the wick? That's a separate thing. It's not about Bizman HaZeh.
But you're saying inside?
I'm saying because of when you're lighting on the table, does it change? Assumably yes. Let's see. There's a lot of questions that come up. We're going to see. I know the reason to say it. Let's see. Tomorrow there won't be shir. I'm not going to be here in the morning. There won't be shir. But there'll be makaros. There'll be what to learn. People won't be bored. Right? People will be bored. Okay, good. All right. There's the Hadden yesterday. Can I play ball again?